RSN Central's Form Express.
Time for the Form Express, the Metro Form Express, on the eve of a terrific day of racing coming your way right across the country, but especially here at Flemington. And Mark Guest, our Melbourne expert for the Metro Form Express, joins us now. G'day to you, Guesty.
How you doing, Gareth?
I am very well. How long did it take you to do the form for this meeting at Flemington?
It's 6-7 hours.
Did it excite you, Guesty?
Oh, whenever the good horses are around, mate, but it's always good to try and find a winner.
Where do we start with your specials?
I thought in the fourth race, I was very keen on number 5, Crystal Bound. She's an exciting filly. I think the way she's been working suggests to me she's going to run super. She's coming off she did win her first start at the Valley. Great time, bolted in. We knew we had something on our hands then and went to Randwick in the Percy Sykes and ran enormous. So I think she'll show you how good she is tomorrow. Race 4, number 5, Crystal Bound, 3:20.
We might hear from her co-trainer, Kira Maher, talking about Crystal Bound's chances tomorrow as well, Guesty.
And just the last 2 weeks, she started to come on. She's still holding on to a little bit of her winter coat, but the last 2 weeks, it's really started to shift. So, again, this prep, she's only had the one trial. I think she's very clean-winded, and it wouldn't surprise me if she won.
There we go. A tick from Guesty, a tick from Kieran. Then where do we go, Guesty?
I thought in the Let's Alive, number 5, still a star. What a great record she's got. You know, won the 9 from 16, had six second places as well. First up, goes enormous, drawing a nice little gate. I think from that position, Luke Curry's going to be in a really good striking spot. So I feel still a star is a great chance. 5:50, race 6, number 5.
And the final of your specials?
Final race, that's Skyman, race 9, number 14. Currently $3.20. Second up's got a great record. Ran super at the Valley and has had a couple of wins at Flemington and should get a really, probably about midfield on the fence, would be the best position from Barrier 1. Skyman in the final event. And I thought each way, a couple of horses you could throw in each way during the day. Regards Marie in race 5, number 7, and in race 7, number 4, Slintex. They're both, I think, are over the odds. One's 8:50 and one's 9:50.
So you think Regards Marie can turn the tables on Ayrton, Guesty?
Oh, I think it'll run a super race. Yeah, 8:50, you're getting to find out. And I feel, you know, if you run second or third, you're going to get more than your money back.
Is a Taurus a good thing?
Yeah, I think he'll run super. I mean, everyone that saw the run would say that. I thought you could keep a watch on Halal, number 7, with the blinkers first on. I think you'll see him run well.
All right, then we might get Wayne Hawks on the show tomorrow for the first word to kick off RSN Saturday race day. Guesty, you're a star. Keep on dominating. We'll catch up with you next week. Good luck.
Go for it, mate.
Let's hear from Graham Beig. He trains Luna Flair, who goes around in the first race.
Back down the weights will be the key to her. You know, obviously, in being a mare, she had 58.5 a last start, 60.5 a start before. So, you know, I feel that back on the limit weight, she seems to have raced the best races when she's been on a lighter weight. So we hope that's the case Saturday. She's drawing well and she'll get on a good surface.
Get $10 for Luna Flair in that opening race. The favourite, Pondus, resuming from a break. Of course, he's was a former international runner, was second in a Bendigo Cup, second in the Queen Elizabeth before heading back to Ireland where he was really competitive. So it'd be interesting to see how he goes in that first race. Also in that first race is Turin. He just keeps on winning or racing really consistently anyway. Here's his co-trainer, Kieran Maher.
Yeah, he'll be on speed. You know, something wants to go too quick, but I'd say, you know, if something wants to really rock it along, well, you know, he can. He's very adaptable, that horse. He can race anywhere, but I think he's one of his best assets is he's, you know, he does have that tactical speed.
Let's hear from Danny O'Brien. He trains Finance Tycoon. He's first up for his stable in race number 3 there down the straight for the 3-year-olds at listed level.
I think he is a horse that naturally puts himself there, so I can't imagine that we'll be holding him up too much. And as you said, it's only a small field anyway. Sometimes you can make it too complicated down the straight trying to find the backside. And I would imagine that he'll be right there.
The horse that he has to beat is Ingratiating. He was superb first up there at Caulfield the other day.
We were impressed with the return of our colt first up. He's the best credentialed horse here with his placing in the slipper, and it'll be important for him to continue on his, continue in that rich vein of form as he heads towards even harder targets. But I can't imagine him doing anything but running very well, and he's going to really enjoy being back up the straight where he's got such a good record so far.
In the listed race for the fillies, which is race 4, Dosh is first up from a break for Graeme Beek.
Look, she was drawn down on the inside last time she drew out. She's only having the first start in a race, and never had any exposure to running from the straight, up the straight. So I guess you've got to be a bit forgiving for that that part of it. So, we think that she's obviously a much more seasoned horse now. She's had, lots of jump outs and things like that over the last period of time. She had a first race start, so, we feel that she's in very good order.
Let's hear what Patrick Payne has to say about Cherry Tool Tony, that's first up in the Sofitel. Of course, he has to defeat Ayrton there tomorrow.
He seems pretty good. He's had a really good foundation. Payne, as his preparation goes along, his last gallop was pretty good. So, all going well. We're pretty happy to be running on Saturday.
Ayrton's the odds-on favourite. He's the shortest price favourite for the day at $1.60. Here is his co-trainer, Mick Price.
Well, the 1,400 metres at Flemington on the big track, it allows those horses to unwind and run good sectionals, even if it's a muddly run race, and they're a bit sitting sprint races like that race, I think, will be. I think he's still got a good turn of foot to hit the line and win, I'd be disappointed if he gets beat. I think he's in very good order. I think the race suits, and he's certainly a great winning chance.
Adam Trindev will be sending his star galloper Mystic Journey around first up in the Let's Elope Stakes.
Yeah, so we just first trial really quiet, second trial asked for a little bit more, and third trial just wanted her to have a healthy blow, go back, travel, and hit the line, which she did. She showed really good enthusiasm, sort of travelled up well on the bridle and let down and extended well. So she's got all the base and foundation in her, except the 1,400 first up, which is a tried and tested template, which works for her. So, I'd be disappointed if she couldn't show up.
The favourite in the Let's Elope is Instant Celebrity. Here is her trainer, Philip Stokes.
I think Dwayne's summed it up beautifully. I'd rather be out there in the second half getting cover and giving her an uninterrupted run so she can show that turn of foot.
Confident on Saturday?
Oh, confident as you can be. She's a Group 1 winner. She's a very good horse, and she goes in there in good order.
Butter Chicken will be first up for Graeme Beek in the Let's Elope.
Well, it's a good start-off point for her. Well, I think she's high-quality filly. She's going very well. Look, she's got to obviously go up a few notches. Obviously, she's going into a Group 2 against older, more seasoned horses. But we feel that she's in a good space at this point in time, going into a first up start. But, I feel that she'll certainly catch her up.
The Queenslander Jonk is the favourite in the Bobby Lewis in race number 7. Here is Tony Golan.
No, he's a horse that likes to roll at a good speed. He'll bounce out the gates and put himself right there. And he's able to quicken off that speed. He's got a high cruising speed and he likes to quicken off, but we won't be able to change anything too much. I'm not needing cover or anything like that. I'm just going to keep him to his usual pattern and he'll either cope or he won't. The closest I can get to that sort of scenario, I guess, was the Kingsford Smith here where he was just beaten by Vega 1 late, 1300. He had a bit of a mixed preparation there and they sort of had to race a fair way off fence in the straight, if you remember the replay. And, you're right out in the middle and that'll be probably similar to Flemington on Saturday. He's not going to have too much of a rail to guide him along, but he's going to use his good speed and hopefully be able to quicken off that and off we go.
Kiramar on away game in the Bobby Lewis.
I reckon she's spot on. I reckon her and Bella Nipotina, they live together and sort of work together, and I reckon they're both thriving. I think she's got a solid chance. She drops to a really nice weight and she's taken nice improvement. So I think she's ready to run right back to her best.
The Caulfield and Melbourne Cup favourite Incentivise has been backed off the map in the Group 1 Mackay Diva. He's Peter Moody.
He's probably sort of, I'm not a big weights and measures person, but Steve was, so I sort of followed the routine with this horse. He's probably 10 kilos heavier now with the trial and a few gallops under him than he was when he arrived. So the fact that he looks so well at the moment scares me, but I'm taking heart from that he seems to do well as he gets into a prep so he can maintain that sort of condition and keep putting condition on as well.
Here's Danny O'Brien on Inspirational Girl in the Mackay Diva.
Particularly if it is going to be slowly run, we'd love to see her in the first half a dozen, but that'll really come down to her breaking away cleanly and having enough early pace to hold a spot, but that would be our preference.
And Kira Maher on the Cox Plate champ of last year, Sir Dragonette, that's first up in the Mackay Diva.
You know, I'd say, yeah, it will be too sharp for him, but it's a lovely kick-off point, Flemington, nice big track, and he'll be better when he gets to that 10 furlong and beyond.
And we'll get Danny O'Brien's thoughts on Young Werther in the last race. He's first up at $11.
Going to have to take our medicine from that gate on Saturday, and he's going to be back and hopefully warming up late and showing us that he's on track, but he'd be not a really good hunting vehicle, knowing all of that.
RSN Central's Form Express.
Sensational meeting there at Kembla Grange in New South Wales tomorrow afternoon. Let's hear what James Cummings has to say about his star three-year-old resuming in the run to the Rose. I speak of Animo.
I think he can run very well, Michael. He seems in very good shape. We're quite pleased with him since he's come back into training. And look, he's one of those few horses that we have in training that's got that real X factor about him. And on account of that, you would never underestimate what he would be capable of doing.
I wonder if Stay Inside can bounce back. The Golden Slipper champ of last season for the Freedmans. Here is his co-trainer, Michael Freedman.
Hopefully we get the opportunity to ride him a little more positively on Saturday, as he was obviously in the slipper.
Is there any concerns about the track on Saturday if it does get firm for Stay Inside?
No, I think if the track, as the forecast would suggest, is going to be a good four or whatever, then that certainly I think gives every horse a chance.
Ron Duffy joins us now to preview this card. Ronnie, I was reading your tweet there midweek and you sounded, well, it read that you're excited about this meeting at Kembla Grange.
Oh, yeah, I am. It's a terrific meeting, Gareth. There's depth galore in the races. We've got that fantastic race where we're going to learn plenty with the run to the Rose and some other big backup races as well, with the Theo Marks, a free shot into the Epsom and the Scirocco and Dulcify. So it's a really good meeting.
Where do we start with the races that you want to play in, basically, Ronnie?
Yeah, look, I want to play each way odds or better all day. Races 4, 5 and 10. Race 4, this mare resuming here, Barossa Rosa, number 5. I couldn't believe they went up $15 on Wednesday because she's looks beautifully placed here. She's had two trials. She won her first one, and the second trial there, she was under a hold running second to Victorum. She did win first up last preparation. Some of her form lines where she runs second in the provincial championship behind Great News stands out in a race like this. She'll go forward, make her own luck, and I think hard to beat. Race 4, number 5, Barossa Rosa. Race 5, I'm a huge fan of this maiden galloper. There's the 3-year-old Giannis, number 4. He's run the J.J. Atkins, was terrific behind the boom horse Converge. And, I just think it was the winter he had to have, and he'll come on from that. Chris does it with his nice horses. He's had two winning trials, so he's trained up to run well at 1,500 metres, and I think he appears great odds. Race 5, number 4, Giannis. And the last, although there's a couple of promising horses here, I thought Academy was number 1, was sensational last start. He got attacked left, right and centre there in the lead, going very quick. He went for home early, and he was a sitting shot late. So he's third up, he's very fit, gets the claim, finds the front with not as much pressure, and he'll run you a ripper race in the last, race 10, number 1, Academy.
Run to the Rose. Which way are you going there, Ronnie, are you with Adamo or a Mark or Stay Inside to bounce back, Converge, Home Affairs? Yeah. What a ripper.
Yeah, it's a ripper, all right. He was just superb all last preparation, Adamo. Even though I can't see him being wound right up, I'll leave that to Godolphin. He's too high profile not to win, for him not to be ready to win first up. The two times he had to go way back in the field were in the Blue Diamond, where he drew barrier 13, and in the Golden Slipper, where he drew 15. Other runs, he's showed that he can hold a position, and if he does that here, he's hard to beat. Probably save on Remark, but an X Factor, a run under his belt, a great trial, and it's a bit of a D-day for him.
What have you made of the go for the Caulfield and Melbourne Cup favourite Incentivise for the Maccabi Diva, taking on a horse like you've seen on so many occasions down Mwanga that's the second favourite at $5?
Well, I think the key to the betting in that race is the speed map. And if they don't mess with his pattern, Incentivise, I think he probably takes a little bit of ownership of that Maccabi Diva. And you'll see how good he is, but he's got that picket fence going. He's got some really good figures. He's untapped, only having had 9 starts. So if he comes out running and takes control, I think it's going to take a pretty good one to run him down.
Good on you, Ronnie. Enjoy tomorrow. Thanks for that, mate.
Thanks, Gareth.
Mark Newnham is a star trainer. He's got some nice chances both here in Melbourne, also in his home state of New South Wales tomorrow. Mark, thanks for your time. Good afternoon to you, mate.
Yeah, hi, Gareth.
Splintex versus the Volk, and the Splintex win in Melbourne.
Look, he's always better after a run. Punters who back him first up probably might not be so forgiving, but his record tells you he's always better after a run. 5 starts first up and hasn't managed to win, so he generally takes good improvement from a run. He's got a patent to suggest that he'd be a nice horse down the straight. And looks a suitable race, and he's well weighted.
Let's move to your runners at Kemmler Grange, and you've got some wonderful chances there. We'll start off in the Shirako Stakes, which is race number 6, and Every Rose, second up. What are you expecting from her?
Oh, look, she probably needs a little bit of giving the ground for her best. She's won 2 nice races in her life, and it's when she's been able to control the speed. And on soft ground, so she might just find that a bit firm for her.
And Theo Marks, excited to see Big Parade. He just makes his own luck, and he does look tough to beat once again in the Group 2, which is race 7.
Yeah, look, really good opportunity for him in a nice race. He went fantastic first up, ran really good time. He's had a month between runs, which I think helped a horse with a peak performance first up is always a good thing. And little tick over trial in between, drops 53.5. I think, look, he gets control of the race up front. It's going to be hard to run down.
And in the benchmark 78, which is the last race, Celestial Falls is at $23 for your stable. But do you agree with Ronnie Duffacy with Academy at $9.50? Is he worth an each-way play?
Oh, I thought he went terrific the other day. Yep. He was taken on in front, and it's one of those situations where he was already going at genuine speed, so it seemed a little suicidal there that a horse decided to sit a length in front of him and then not even cross him. So he was able to still kick on straightening, and he had to tire late. But he's a horse that's always got a little bit better into his preps. He comes back to a 78, although up in weight. He'll get control of the race, I'd imagine, or be in the first 2 early, and I'd say it'd be very hard to run down.
I like it. $11 with the tab. Sounds like a bet to me. Mark, we wish you the best of luck.
Great. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Mark Newnham there going through his runners at Kemmler Grange and also Splintex there at Flemington. Always great to catch up with Michael Maxworthy, our Queensland Metro Form expert here on RSN Central's Metro Form Express. Hello to you, Maxie.
Hello, Gareth. We're off to Doomben tomorrow for a 9 race card. And I can tell you the weather's absolutely perfect. It should be weather fine, track good, and the route and the troop is. Oh, it's actually 2.5 metres tomorrow. Just add a little bit.
Are you confident that you can make some money?
I think so. We're going to play in race 6, number 2, Ballistic Boy. I'm actually going to recommend a Quinella here. Ballistic Boy, it's a little like, and it should never happen, your heart sort of overrules your head a little bit. He's been so good to me, but And I think he'll win, but I'm interested in this horse called Blue Soldier, trained by Annabelle Neesham, number six, around about $8 or $9. Now, this horse is from Europe, where he raced in some of their decent races. He was a Group 3 place getter in Ireland, ran in the French Derby, ran in the Irish 2000 Guineas, even went to America and ran 7-14 in the Breeders' Cup Mile. Now, he's only had two starts here in Australia for Annabelle Neesham after a year. So I think he's going to peak tomorrow, and there's no speed in this race. So I'm thinking Blue Soldier probably leads, and I'm thinking that Ballistic Boy might get over the top of him late. I think it's a good Quinella. So take the Quinella there, race six, Doomben, two and six, Gareth.
So race six, numbers two and six, and then where do we go, Maxie?
Race after, race seven, number three, Rebel Salute. I think this is the right race. It's a males no-met win, 1,200 metres. Rebel Salute is a duck, so the wetter the better, but he does like it here at Doomben. It's got much, much more give in the track here than it has at Eagle Farm, where he's failed before. Here he's had six starts, two wins and 4 seconds. I don't think it's a strong race, so 7-3, Rebel Salute. And the other one, Gareth, is in the last. He's a real warhorse, this fellow. Race 9, number 10, Dream Reacher, a bit of a go-to horse. If we're in trouble coming into the last, I think we can back him. He's got a good barrier here, and he's more than capable of beating these horses. It just looks all good. So he's the other one. Race 9, number 10, Dream Reacher.
How do you think Jonker will go for Queensland and the Bobby Lewis?
I think he'd give a great sight. He's a good sprinter. It'll be interesting to see him down the straight, but he's high speed and he's got some decent Group 1 placings around his form. Incentivise is the one that I'm most looking forward to seeing tomorrow. This is a totally different story. This is going to be a pressure race. The format of his races here in Queensland during the winter wasn't flash. A few horses that he met in the Tats Cup, you know, were way past their best, but he looks to be something very, very special. But this is a big jump in grade for him tomorrow. So, yep, up here in Queensland, we'll be watching closely what's going on there in Melbourne tomorrow.
You've backed him like he's Wally Lewis stepping out in his heyday. He's unbeatable, they say.
Well, yeah, the great Wally Lewis. He was the king. And we'll know more about this horse Incentivise tomorrow. It looks as though he'll pop out, cross onto the rails and see how it pans out from there. But, you know, when you're looking at the opposition to find a multiple Group 1 winner and some of the opposition compared to what he's been beating up on, it is a different ball game altogether. But everything is there. And we heard Peter Moody on radio up here during the week. He's sounding pretty bullish about this horse. He knows a lot about him. He liked his trial recently. But like him, we're all just sitting back and waiting to see how he handles this much, much better opposition.
Yep. Can't wait to see what he can do. Good on you, Maxie.
Okay, thank you, Gareth.
There's Michael Maxworthy looking at that meeting at Doomben. Morphville's not far away, and Nadia Horn joins us now. Nadia, good morning to you. Thanks for your company. How do we back a winner?
I think we can kick things off in race four tomorrow, Gareth, with number four, Hinchpin. Now, he's had a few runs this preparation. He's been a runner-up at his past two. That's been over 1,400 metres. He steps up to the mile for the first time this campaign, and this gives the impression he's looking for it. Look, his late sectional data he's ran in these last couple of starts has been outstanding. It's been ranked as his last 600 of actually top 10 performances of the day on both occasions. So the fact that he gets to the bigger track, the roomy course too, that's going to work in his favour. He's a get-back run-home type, so you would expect that the bigger track will suit him. So that's race four, number four, Hinchpin. The other horse I like comes up in race seven. She should have gone close to winning first up here, another award. She got caught on the inside, on the inner track, and she never really saw daylight. She was only beaten a bit over a length. Look, she'll take a ton of improvement out of that run, and she has performed well second up in the past. So she does look like she's the class galloper in race seven, number one. And the horse that I like at a price tomorrow comes up in race eight. I do think $13 each way, number 13, Miss Jane, represents pretty good value. She's deep into a campaign. She doesn't know how to win. She's pretty much always an unlucky horse, but she does get into a right race scenario where she gets him with only 55 kilos on the minimum tomorrow. She's drawn well, so I'm expecting her to settle a lot closer in the run than what she did last time out. And she just simply got too far back off of the hot tempo. Her late closing split was still pretty good on an unsuitable track, but she rated to a very strong rating going back two starts ago on this course. And if she runs up to that, look, I could have her around half her current market price. So the three horses I'm keen on at this stage are race four, the four, race seven, number one, and race eight, number 13.
Thank you, Nadia. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
Peter Antonis joins us now to preview the Belmont meeting in Perth on a Saturday afternoon. G'day, Pete.
Yeah, g'day, Gareth.
Take it away with your specials, please.
We'll start off in race eight on the card. Downforce is a horse that isn't necessarily the most consistent at times, but I think a lot of that's just purely due to its pattern. Draws perfectly here in a race with just very little speed. It was pretty good last start when it wasn't suited versus the day, and it's got arguably the best track and distance stats here out of all of these gallopers. It's not a great race at all, but getting around the $4 mark, I'm more than happy to play Downforce here in race eight. I think it's a pretty decent bet.
All right, then. And then where do we go? I guess we go towards the last race.
Yeah, just the last race. And I'm not sure what the market will do here with Pulley, because it does have 62 kilos. But, geez, it just is better than these if it shows what it's capable of over this. Again, track and distance. There was a bit of rain yesterday. So the track, I'm guessing, will be at the very best around that soft five, maybe bordering on a good four, which will be pretty good for the horse. And it's just got better form lines than a lot of these gallopers. So happy to play Pulley there in race nine.
So race eight, number three, race nine, number one. Pete, enjoy Belmont.
All right, go well, Gareth.
There's Pete Anson to say Devonport on Sunday. Peter Staples has a couple of specials for us. He likes race one, number four, Villalici, and also race eight, number six, Rising Star. So race one, number four, and race eight, number six. At Bendigo, what a meeting it promises to be there. Tomorrow night, harness racing at its very best. It's the best meeting I think I've ever seen Bendigo conduct there since my time following the trots. The feature race, there's a couple of group ones. There's the Victorian Harness Racing Club Caduceus Classic, where we've got that rising 9-year-old General Dodge at his 20th start at $2.10. I haven't got him in my top four. I think you can take him on. He's very quick, and he's proven that in his injury-interrupted career, but I don't think he can cross a pacer like Max Delight. We're hoping to catch up with Chris Elf. We still might be able to, but I think he's a great chance. I'm just with Boots Electric at a big price at $34. And then the other group won the Australasian Trotting Championship. Murray Law, if he steps, I think he can win. He's at $8.50, but that's the big question. There's a few unknowns here with these trotters behind the tapes, like A Cover of Darkness and Sleepy. I think Majestuoso is the best horse, but he has to come off a 10-metre handicap. I don't think that will be a problem. He'll step well, but he does have to get around 12 other horses at Bendigo. So it's another tough race to sort out. I've had a couple of plays there at Bendigo. We'll start off in the first race. Max Actor, I think he can find the front and give you a wonderful sight. And Delwyn's Son is his danger. So I think he can play 5 and 2 in the first race. And then I really like a horse at a big price there. Bondi Lockdown at $1.55. I mean, his stable mate, Silent Major, at $15. I think he's worth an each-way ticket there, Silent Major, at that price in race number five. George Farija joins me now to preview the Meadows meeting and the Top Guns, the feature there. And looking forward to that, George.
Yeah, right. Good afternoon, Gareth. This Top Cat Finals brought together a very, very good field. Mapunga Ruby will start favourite off box one. Five-star, return to the five-star that we know last start, running 42-40, was a terrific effort. The only fly in the ointment for him, Gareth, I think, is that there is a little bit of speed drawn closer to the fence here. Obviously, with Mapunga Ruby, Major Sacrifice, these type of greyhounds, Gypsy Wyong, they can get out and go a little bit. So he's just going to have to get into a forward position. Forget the time of Mapunga Ruby last week. That was a very scrappy race. She did enough to win. So she's obviously the greyhound to beat in that final. 25,000 to the winner, Group 3 race over the 7.25. My best comes just after the quaddy, Gareth, race 9, number 3, Gypsy Yankee. Really been knocking on the door, and I think he probably gets his best chance for a while here. Speed drawn in the red, but even if he can sit behind Mr. Neo, he should be pretty hard to catch in this type of company, race 9, number 3. Quaddy numbers tomorrow, Gareth. Of course, as always, make sure you check your scratching in the morning. 2, 3, 4, and 5 into 1 and 5, into 1, 2, 4, and 7, into 1, 2, 4, and 6. And we'll quickly touch on the Healesville Cup tomorrow morning as well in the lead up to the their finale for their big festival of racing.
And what a race that promises to be. Go the Tonk, Tigalong Tonk in the middle there to get the job done, Georgie. Catch up with you tomorrow.
No worries, mate.
Paul Abella joins us to wrap up the Metro Form Express because his star stay of five-star goes around in the Top Cat Video Cup final at Group 3 level. G'day, Paul. Thanks for your time.
No dramas, buddy.
Five-star. Geez, he returned to his best there the other day, I thought.
Yeah, well, me and the owners were wrapped just to see him, just get a bit of luck too at the Meadows and find the front and just to show everybody that, and us really, that he's back that form before we set him to Queensland.
Can he win on tomorrow night from that box?
We need a bit of luck. Like George said, there is a lot of speed on the inside of him. We just got to get around that first corner. We don't need any jam up from the dogs shooting off at the first corner, but the dogs, well, we're confident. We just need a bit of luck.
Has Anthony as a party gave you any advice this week?
Yeah, he told me off from a comment last time, so I need to apologise to him on air because he said, remember, son, look at your CV and look at mine. Goes, you've got a long way to go.
That's me. So are we having a bet today?
Yeah, I think we should. Tomorrow? He's $4.50. He's still $4.50. He's a big price. I was actually a bit shocked on that. So he's well, so.
All right, then. We wish you luck. Have you quickly got a one for us today?
Nah, I've got nothing in today, to be honest.
All right. Good luck, Paul. Go and get.
Night, so.
All right, then. We're a day too late. Go and get them with five-star.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.